My name's Matt Stevens, and you're listening to ERK FM.
ERK FM International starts now.
You're listening to a feed of the Association of Music Podcasting at musicpodcasting.org.
So many years, all people are listening to music, and they like it, but only few of us know that music is life is life is.
G'day, I'm ERK and welcome to episode 299 of ERK FM International. ERK FM International comes down the pipes and into your ears each and every Wednesday here on ERK FM. You can also hear the show via Stitcher Radio. It is the episode before episode 300. You can hear episode 300 on ERK FM and also on Stitcher Radio via ERK FM Australia, which is the companion podcast to ERK FM International on Friday. It's now a great opportunity for me to thank you, and especially you, for all of your support for ERK FM. I couldn't do it without the artists. I couldn't do it without their management. I couldn't do it without the PR companies. And I couldn't do it without you, the listener, and you, the fellow podcasters, including members of the Association of Music Podcasting. On this episode, we welcome back some rock after the No Rock November. Hope you enjoyed it, but I'm certainly glad to be able to have some rock back. I have a lot of submissions. There'll be a big announcement next week, which will tell you what's happening in 2013. 2013 will mark 6 years for me as a podcaster, so very, very interesting stuff. And indeed, it will be the fourth birthday. Yeah, the fourth birthday of ERK FM. So, yes, things are going on. On this episode, we have some new artists, and we also have some artists who are coming back. And case in point is the man that you heard at the very start of the episode from England. Here's Matt Stevens with his song called 11. Thank you.
Shatter, just a shatter, just a
cold world.
my mind, she was wearing a tiara, and I was the king of the Sierra. But then I slipped and took my fall from grace, introduced her to the mountain ace. She and I were heading out to the hot springs. Saw him on the street, said he'd get you things. But look at her, he was immediately smitten. Alarm bells rang when she purred like a kitten.
Yeah, why? there's nothing left to take the pain away. Alone, I'm sinking fast. Nothing compared, nothing compared to your love. You promised me your heart, but you let me down. You let me down. You promised me your heart, but you played around and you let me down. You promised me your heart, but you left me losing hope. But I'm still holding on, holding out for you. I'm holding on, holding out for you. Try to turn the corner, get up off the floor. I'm scared about the future, feel insecure.
This is Lasse from Bus Stop Dreams, and I'm in the studio recording the last tracks for our new album. And just take the opportunity to say hi to all listeners on our FM International, and say hi to you, Eric, too. And thank you for playing us in your show. Keep up the good work.
You don't have to wait any longer. I don't have to wait any longer. The debut album for Bus Stop Dreams is now available. Don't Forget to Breathe. And the ideas around Bus Stop Dreams were shaped in the end of 2009 as Lasse, as you heard there, started working in the studio with some songs that hadn't really fit into his earlier projects. He showed the results to musical partner Pa, and the reaction was mutual. The sensation of something extraordinary, beautifully, something that sends shivers throughout the body. It was obvious to both that this had to evolve into something more than just a couple of songs. Thoughts, dreams, and new ideas were poured into the blender together with new songs and more studio experimentation. The Bus Stop Dreams concept was created and built around their studio creativity as a musical core. The goal was set to create a debut album in 2012 together with part-time members supplying brilliant voices, instrumentation, and sometimes songwriting. And indeed, they have a selection of guest singers, including artists from Germany and Canada as well. So we'll hear a few tracks over the next few weeks. But here is Bus Stop Dreams from their debut album, Don't Forget to Breathe. Go to their website. There's a link on the show notes at erkfminternational.com. Here is No Summer Without You, and that will be followed by Come Together.
Now a year has gone, and summer, summer's here again, and I
hear they're playing a song on the radio. We always thought we had the whole world in our hands, but we never understood that we were running. We were running out of time.
down, you start to drift. Your mind is floating on its own in the middle of that dream. You're running to the ground, shouting out so loud. You are a saint, you are a sinner. You can always be a winner, but you're not gonna make it alone. You are a sinner, you can always be a winner, but you're not gonna make it alone. So come together. So come together.
You are listening to episode 299 of ERK FM International. Don't forget the extravaganza that will be ERK FM Australia episode 300 coming up very, very shortly here on ERK FM, erkfm.com. And over the years, I've been really pleased to feature some artists who have sent me tracks, and I'm even more pleased when they think of me and they send further tracks in the future. Our opening track was by Matt Stevens, his song 11, and then came Fierce and the Dead with their track 666.6. Now, you probably can understand why I picked that particular song just based on the title, but Matt is a part of Fierce and the Dead. They are doing some rather awesome stuff based in England. Yes, very, very talented guys. With the Fierce and the Dead, and also Matt Stevens. If you love listening to guitar and that sort of stuff, well, you've heard it. You've heard it here on ERK FM in the past, and you'll continue to hear it. Then, after Matt Stevens and Fierce and the Dead, we heard from Sarah Jane Mary Halls with her song In the Silence. She comes to us from South Africa. She has played in a band called Sunways. She was their bass player, and she is now a solo singer-songwriter. She was described by one music journalist as Julie Cruz meets Syd Barrett on a breeze. The album was released on the 30th October 2012 and was mixed and mastered in Cape Town in South Africa. So that was indeed Sarah Jane Mary Hills. And her new album is called Child of Ancestors. After that, a return to the show for the Tax, who come to us from northeast London. And of course, many of the bands this time of year have gigs, so you can check them out on their websites. They are a fresh and talented indie rock, pop, synth pop band. They have toured all over the country and have recently finished their 5-track EP, Somebody Is Watching You. And that EP was actually mastered at Abbey Road, which is quite cool as well. And then after that, speaking of making a return to the show, a rather catchy song by Sam Page. called I Don't Want to Think About Her Anymore, and I can certainly identify with that track. Sometimes you have a person who you think about all the time, and that could be bad for you, but you can't stop thinking about it. You can't stop thinking about them, and sometimes you need to stop thinking about them. So I can definitely identify with that particular track. I first heard that particular song on Rat Hole Radio with my friend Dan. And so when I heard that track, I knew that I had an email waiting for me from Sam, so I decided to play it. Sam Page is an independent singer-songwriter who creates guitar-driven pop rock, and anyone who knows me knows that I love guitar-driven pop rock. Sam formed a band in 2011 and did 20 gigs in Southern California. He then released an EP, Waiting for Another Spring, in April 2012. And he is currently at work on his first full-length album, which is scheduled for release in January 2013. And he has a couple of singles from the fall, or what we Australians would call the autumn of 2012. He performed, mixed and recorded the vocals, guitars and bass. And Jim performed, recorded, mixed the drums and did the mastering, so that's quite cool. And the other false single from Sam, Tumbleweed in the Grand Scheme, he's had a fair bit of airplay, including some guy called Irk FM International, Suffolk and Cool, the most carefully pronounced podcast in the world, Utopia Radio, Rat Hole Radio, the very carefully pronounced Suffolk and Cool, I think I mentioned Clivers, My Buddy Road, Dark Compass, and a lot more. He's had some replay also from Rich from Audio Gumshoe, all fellow members of the Association of Music Podcasting, and he's also had some good airplay across the US as well, from all parts of the US. So that was Sam Page. Then we move to Half Moon Run, courtesy of SGC Media. And the track that we heard from Half Moon Run was called Full Circle. And Half Moon Run, they are actually going to be touring Australia in December and January. So December 2012, January 2013, they will be touring. It is festival season here in Australia, so they'll be performing at the Woodford Festival in Bruce, Vegas, or thereabouts. Also the Pete's Ridge Festival, which goes over New Year's Eve into New Year's Day on the Central Coast of New South Wales, and a lot of other places as well. But Half Moon Run, they are from Montreal in Quebec. They are a trio. They are aged between the ages of 21 and 25, but they are armed with solid training and raw talent. They mix and combine their different musical backgrounds. Their complex arrangements, inspired by both classical and modern composers, are particularly surprising to hear and see during their live shows. They've been together for less than 2 years, but they have caught the ear of programmers and tastemakers. They've played at South by Southwest, CMW, I should say, M for Montreal, and Great Escape. They have released their debut album in 2012 called Dark Eyes, and that has marched straight away into the Canadian charts. They have had a dozen successful dates in Canada, and then they embarked on a marathon, 32 gigs in 32 days, a tour of Europe, including festivals in France, Germany, and the Great Escape in the UK. My buddies Clivers and Codger might have actually seen those guys, I'm not quite sure. So this is Half Moon, or that was Half Moon Run, and the track that we heard from Half Moon Run was called Full Circle, which is rather cool indeed. Now, speaking of people who have been on Irk FM before, We move on actually to our next artist, Romney Condon, and she is from Brussels. And on the show notes, you'll see a photo of me in Brussels looking rather happy with myself. And yes, I am rather happy with myself, and you'll find out why I'm happy. Why I'm happy next week. But she has 11 great tracks. You can listen to the CD and buy her CD from her website. There's links in the show notes. As always, her new album, Black as Night, is now indeed available. She can go pretty hard, but she also indeed she plays acoustically as well. As I mentioned, she is from Belgium. She grew up with a family of a Belgian father and a Dutch mother, and speaks French and Dutch fluently as a result. She also speaks fluent German and English. She was attracted to music at an early age, and she started to learn musical theory and classical guitar. She was passionate about singing pop and rock music, and she made her first steps on stage at school events and song contests. And at the age of 18, accompanied by her guitar and with her warm and distinctive voice, she began to perform on stage in different locations, doing covers and original songs. At the same time, she began to study classical guitar at the Royal Conservatory of Music in Lage. And Black as Night is her debut album, and she's currently working on finishing her Master in Music Education to teach classical guitar. And if you're into things like Spotify, you could probably find her on Spotify. Even though I'm not necessarily a fan of Spotify, I've got enough music to listen to. But if you would like to send me some music, feel free to irkpod@gmail.com, irkpod@gmail.com. There's lots of music in my queue, but that's fine. I'm working through it. If you've got some new stuff for me, that's great, because I've got a lot of music programming coming up very, very shortly.
Hey friends, let me ask you a question. When is the last time you visited the Association of Music Podcasting's website at musicpodcasting.org? You didn't? What are you missing? Well, here's the deal. Each and every podcaster from the Association of Music Podcasting puts out shows on a regular basis, and you can find listings for all of those shows and all of that great music that you may be missing right there at musicpodcasting.org. We also have a Facebook page, and it lets you know every time we put out a new show. It's at facebook.com/musicpodcasting. Oh, and by the way, we're on Twitter at twitter.com/musicpodcasting.
Please.
are listening to Urk FM International, episode 299. And if that last band sounded a little bit familiar to you, that is because I have played them before. However, they have changed their name. They were formerly Decode, but they're now called Inherit the Stars. And Inherit the Stars, they are working on an album, which is due to be released early in 2013. And that particular album should be very, very good. If this music is any indication, they are from Sheffield, Dave and Caroline territory, from the Bugcast. They are Sheffield born and bred. They are an explosion of sound that should not be missed. Their live shows ooze energy, creating an impressive gigging experience. Their major influences include Fightstar, Funeral for a Friend, Enter Shikiri, and a lot more. They are most recognisable for their powerful rock riffs, lulling string arrangements, adrenaline-filled synth lines, and their distinctive choruses. And so their new album, coming up in early 2013, was recorded at Treehouse Studios. Who else have we heard from in that particular stretch? We also heard from Circle of Reason, and Circle of Reason are from Nick Tan territory in Southampton, in the south of the UK. They are an alt-rock prog band from the southwest of the UK. They have a range of influences, including the Smashing Pumpkins, Muse, Silverchair, Queens of the Stone Age, and a lot more, including the Deftones, but they still retain their own diverse individual sound and style. They have three singles out at the moment called Chasing the Sun, Sea of Voices, and their latest release, Silver Scene. You can get them from the usual downloady places. They have also had music videos on such outlets such as Kerrang, Lava TV, and Scuzz, which you may be able to see if you're in the UK. They have played some epic bands as well. And basically, watch this space, because there is more coming. And so the song that we heard from Circle of Reason was called Chasing the Sun. Prior to that, we heard Ruby the Hatchet, that was recommended to me. We heard Nowhere, and that was preceded by Black Tongue. Now, Ruby the Hatchet, they have some shows coming up if you happen to be very, very close to them. And of course, if you want to find out more about any of the bands, you can go to the show notes, and you can go to urkfminternational.com for more information about any of the bands. Some band websites are really, really awesome when it comes down to the design and everything like that. And, you know, it's amazing the amount of things that you can find out. You can interact with a lot of these bands too, just in case you didn't know. You can go to the website, urkfminternational.com, go to the links in the show notes, and then find out more about them. Interact with them on the social networks. They will tell you where they are, what they're doing, and a lot more. And then if they have a gig, they will be able to tell you more about them. And if you do interact with them on the social networks, don't forget to tell them that you heard them first on Urk FM. Or if you've heard a band somewhere else, you can tell them to check out Urk FM as well. Anywho, we have one more band to come here on Urk FM International, episode 299. We are going to hear from another band who has been on Urk FM before. They resubmitted a couple of new tracks, which is always awesome. And we are going to hear from Hot Fiction, who are from the UK. Their new album is indeed out now. It is called Apply Within. we're going to have a couple of tracks from Hot Fiction, who, as I said, I have played on IRC FM before. Just because I've played a band once doesn't mean that if they have some new material that I'll never play them again. Hot Fiction are a hotly tipped English soul rock band. They've been aired on Absolute Radio, courted by Christian Dior, and featured by festivals up and down the country. And they have just released their second album, Apply Within. Andy and Simon met in school, where their shared musical experiences began to take root. By the time that they finished university in 2008, both were experienced musicians with plenty of singing and songwriting experience. So Hot Fiction was formed in 2008. They continue to gig regularly in venues all over the country. They find that their centre of gravity is in London, where they have a cult following. Their first album was called Dark Room, which brought an international dimension to the band's success in creating a new wave of fans, especially in the US, Spain and France. So Apply Within is available at the usual downloady places. Dave Catching from Queens of the Stone Age say that they are very cool. So here they are now, Hot Fiction, to take us out on this episode, Manner of Travelling, and then Sweet Goodbye.
Thank you.
You have been listening to episode 299 of IRC FM International. Stay tuned to IRC FM and IRC FM Australia for episode 300. It is going to be really good. And something that happens on IRC FM Australia episode 300 will indeed be repeated at some time in the very near future on IRC FM International. Big announcement coming next week. Lots of great news coming up to you for 2013. On this episode, we have heard from Matt Stevens, Fierce and the Dead, Sarah Jane, Mary Hills, The Tax, Sam Page, Half Moon Run, Romney Consen, Bus Stop Dreams, Ruby the Hatchet, Circle of Reason, Inherit the Stars, and Hot Fiction. Our music today has come to you courtesy of Ambicon Records, Juice Management and Promotion, SGC Media, and the artist directly. And I actually think that this is the very first time that I have featured an SGC Media artist on IRC FM International. They supply me a lot of great music from Australian artists from IRC FM, for IRC FM Australia, but I'm pretty sure this is the first time I've actually featured an artist from outside Australia that SGC Media have sent me. If this isn't enough, check out my buddies at the Association of Music Podcasting at musicpodcasting.org. There's over 40 like-minded shows with various members, various styles, various genres, various locations from around the world. And you might even learn a bit of French. You might learn a bit of Portuguese. We've just got a new German member. So it's all looking good. It's all looking good. Musicpodcasting.org. Anywho, I'm Merck. Thank you very much for listening. See you on episode 300 and back for episode 301 next week. Oh, I'm going to have to start saying 300 and stuff, aren't I? Very, very interesting. Until next time, I'm Merck. Thanks for listening and good night, interweb. Music on IRC FM International is supplied either directly by the artists and used with direct permission or under agreements with various music content providers. This episode is licensed under a Creative Commons license registered in Australia. This episode is a Channel IRC production.